servant and your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his family and all his companions. In continuation of the series of Asma'illah al-Husna, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's names, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who causes death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-mumit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees death to all what their time will come to die. He's the one who created death and life. So who would test the people who would do the best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that all livings will die. And that when the time come, humans and jinn, their souls will leave their bodies with his order. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take life that he gave to everything has soul, and will leave with just bodies. The secret of life is the soul. No movement, nothing. The earth will be dead in certain time, and another time Allah will give the earth living through the plants. And you can see that during the winter time there is no plants, and during the spring the plants will come and the flowers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give life to these plants and flowers and bring life back to the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the creator of death. And He is the one, alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. And He is the one who will cause the death to whoever living and whoever wants. And whatever way, with reason or with no reason. فسبحان الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. Praise be to Allah who created death and life, so He would test you who do the best. And Allah is the gracious and the most merciful. And you can see that Allah in this verse, see, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ, the death was before life. And that's because before the life, everything was just nothing on it. So the death was before life. In the Arabic language, the word death, it has different meanings. So one of them, so the soul, when it's taken from the body, will leave it body without motion, without secret of life. So, and that's in Surah Maryam, يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتُّ قَبْلَ هَذَا. So she wished that she would be a dead person before whatever happened. Of course, did not know what Allah wanted out of her situation. And also, the death is the removal of the mind and the ignorance, as in the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيِّتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ. And also, إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى. This means that people could be alive, but also they could be dead too, by being ignorant. إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى. And also, the death could be in the form of grief and fear that will make life miserable. In Surah Ibrahim, وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ. It means that the death will come from everywhere, which, and the word al-maut here means grief, fear, and وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ means that he's still alive, but that fear and death, fear and grief and all these circumstances is like a form of death. Another form is when you go to sleep. That's a form of death too. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you dead at night. In Surah Al-An'am. In another verse, اللَّهُ يَتَوَفَّى الْأَنفُسْ حِينَ مَوْتِهَا وَالَّتِي لَمْ تَمُتْ فِي مَنَامِهَا. This means that when you go to sleep, you are dead, and it's a form of death. They say the sleeping is a light death, and the death is a heavy sleep. And also, the death could be used when the people talk about their poor conditions and humility and being not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that it could be described that way. Someone will say that like we are dead. This means some people, when they, from their condition, they say they are dead. And they are poor, or they are humiliated, or they are old and or being in disobedience. So this means that they are not living the life it should be. Some people, they think that death is disappearance forever. But that's not true. Because if it is the death is disappearance forever, so, and they think that there is no resurrections, no paradise, no hellfire. If it is so, so there will be no wisdom of coming to life. And if this so, so the people will be equal after death, and that's not fair. Because some people did very bad during their life, and some people did very well in their life. So if it is no resurrections or no life after death, that's not going to be fair for some people. So you cannot equal the believer and the disbeliever. You cannot equal the killer and the killed. And you cannot equal the oppressor and the oppressed, and the obedience to Allah and the disobedience. And also the person who fear Allah and the person who does not fear Allah in what they do. So for sure, after death, there's another stage. It's called barzakh. So this is the waiting period that all the living will go to until the day of resurrections. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order for this life to be ended, then everybody will come to be accountable for what they have done. But the death will make the body, the soul, leave the body and go to that stage of life, which is, as I mentioned, it's called barzakh. And with this stage, no more work. No more, you cannot do anything else. Whatever you've done, that's it. You cannot repent. And this death is for all. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul will taste the death. There is no body will live forever. The kings and the princes will die. And the ministers will die. The nobles and the poor will die. The sick will die. The healthy will die. The intelligent will die. The stupid will die. The oppressor will die. The prophets will die. The good people will die. The bad people will die. The woman will die. The men will die. Praise to Allah who kept the death to test and to oppress the all living. Also, the death, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it in Quran, it's a calamity. It's a disaster. فَأَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةُ الْمَوْتِ. The death, it's a challenge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges all living. It means that nobody can escape it. Even if whatever they do, if they want to hide anywhere, the death will go to them. قُلْ فَدْرَأُوا عَنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ الْمَوْتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is challenging, just keep yourself protected from death if you are true. So where is the kings? Where is the leaders? Where is the people of honors and wealth? All died and will die. Ibn Samak, one time he was fishing and his fish came with a human head. And he looked at it and he started to cry. And he said, if you were noble, your nobleness is gone away from you. If you were wealthy, your wealth is no more to you. If you were poor, that poorness was not for you anymore. If you are generous, there's no more generosity for you. If you are powerful and strong, no more. If you are knowledgeable, no more knowledge to you. And he started repeating all this and crying about the condition of what he's seen in front of him. So, the death is to, as I mentioned, is a must. Everybody will go through it. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُّمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَا كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Wherever you're going to be, the death will come to you even if you've been within towers, within protected places. Prophet Solomon, he used to be visited by the angel of death and used to sit with him. And at one time, one of the companions of Prophet Solomon was coming and he noticed that someone is looking at him and staring at him. So, when that person that next to Prophet Sulaiman was gone, which is the angel of death gone, so the companion of Prophet Sulaiman asked him, "Who is that person who is staring at me, looking at me?" He said, "He is the angel of death. Oh, please, Prophet Sulaiman, with your wind, take me away from here. I'm fearful that he's going to take my soul. Send me to India, far away, so he will not catch me." So Prophet Sulaiman gave him that wish. And he asked the wind to take him to very far to India. And then the angel of death came the following day, and he told him, why you were staring at that person? See, I was surprised that the angel of death told Prophet Solomon, I was surprised that person is here, because I was supposed to take his soul in few moments in the far away in India. Why he was here now? But when his time came, I went to India and I found him right there, and he took his soul away from him. So wherever you're going to be, you don't know where you're going to die and how you're going to die, and if you're going to be ill or you're going to be healthy, if you're going to be strong or weak, young or old. Death does not know any of that, and death will not be prevented from meeting death if your time comes. And I'm sure you know all these kind of stories that people were supposed to go to the airplane and they did not go, and that airplane was crashed and everybody died, and they went to find that person who was supposed to be in that airplane dead in his bed. Because his time was to die regardless if he's in the airplane crashed or in his bed. Other stories that I'm sure you know, many of these stories like that. Someone was standing and he fell in the well, and people helped him to take him out of that well, very deep well. And then when he came out, they asked him, how did you fall in that well? And he was acting. How did he fall in the well? He acted and he fell in the well and he died after he was rescued the first time. And examples of that. So nobody will escape from death, and if anybody will escape, the prophets will stay alive. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. You're going to die and they're going to die. And also in Surah Al-Anbiya, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ فَإِن مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. And we did not make eternity for any human before you. When you die, they're going to live. So the angel Jibril came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him, O Muhammad, live. As long as you live, you're going to die. Love whom you want to love, you're going to leave. And do whatever you do, you're going to be rewarded for it. And know that the best thing for the believer is to, or for the prayers at night, and also to get self-sufficient, to be self-sufficient, not to ask people for what you want, if you can. So this is from this hadith, is to pray at night is one of the best deeds that you can do. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أسأل الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. when the angels of death will come, that's in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Nobody knows when they're going to die. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بَأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٌ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. All this in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when the hour, the resurrection day will be. Well, it is signs, but when exactly, that's in the knowledge of Allah. And about the rain, and about what's in the wombs of the woman, and about what you go into, your provisions, your risk, and about the where you're going to die, Allah is the most knowledgeable and the most experienced. ولكل أمة أجل فإذا جاء أجلهم لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستخدمون. Certain time for everybody, they cannot be before it or after it. Certain time, regardless the reason. Don't say I'm healthy, I'm not going to die, or say don't say I'm sick, I'm going to die. Many people were sick and they live longer. And many people was healthy, and their life was ended with death shorter. Many strong people died. Many weak people lived longer. So when it comes to death, you cannot put measurement on when and how it's going to come. So there is no sickness to be a reason for death. There is no age for the death, and there is no certain time. So the wise person is the one who will be ready for death any time. Any time. Someone could be the most joyful, strong in the day, in the morning, and at the end of the day, he's in the grave. And many people who's planning, but their plan did not come true because their life ended. Many stories about people that who they traveled far away and then they came home. And just in the moment he was getting off with their car, and it happened that the driver was backing up, leaving away, and he backed up in that person, squeezed him between the wall and the car, and he died. So his coming was all hope to meet their families, but he died in an unexpected second. And also stories of people even backing up in their children. Very famous kids, that singers, the died because their parents backed up on them. They were healthy, joyful, laying around. So death has no reason, and there's no certain things that you can say for it. So what's the wisdom from the death? Death is a reminder. When you think of death, then you're going to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're going to fear what's going to happen in the day of resurrection. You are not going to take advantage of someone. You are not going to commit sin if you remind yourself with death all the time. If you, whenever you know if somebody died, you should go and attend their funerals. Because this is a reminder for you that one day you're going to be like him or her. So this is something. For Muslims, they are close to the death and they know about it, but some other group, they think the death is like a taboo subject. They don't talk about death to their children, or they don't talk to their families about it. It's something, even if somebody dies, they keep him away and they don't let others know. But alhamdulillah for Muslims is, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, to be reminded with death all the time, to prepare for it. Even, I'm sure you, many of the Imams, they remind you before you pray, that this could be your last prayer. That could be your last prayer. So always think of that. Think that you're going to die tomorrow. So prepare for that. And at the same time also, as Muslims, plan for your life as you're going to live forever. So have both in your mind. Plan for your life as you're going to live forever, and plan for your afterlife as you're going to die tomorrow. By this way, you will be self-sufficient, and you will also prepare for death at any time. So, when the people live their lives and they don't think of death, they're going to regret. They're going to think, oh, I wish that I could have spent this time doing more of the good deeds. And when the death will come, say, رَبَّ أَرْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتَ. Always there will be a regret. Even if you are doing the best, you say, I wish that I could have prayed more. I wish that I could have said remembrance for Allah more. So keep in mind that even something good that you do, that will be the one that's going to move you, God forbid, from one side to the other side. So the death has a wisdom, and that wisdom could be a reason for the people to live life in a good standard. أَكْثُرُوا مِنْ ذِكْرِ هَازِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded us to remember the death more often. So by this way, you will prepare for it. You will not do anything bad to others. You are not going to be arrogant. You are not going to you're going to be humble when you remember death. This is the benefits of remembering the death. You're going to be humbled. You're going to forgive, because you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. How you are not going to give your brother and you expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you? So you're going to forgive. And you're going to accept their excuses, because you will put yourself in that position. And also your heart will be in the best form when you remember death. You will cry, because when you cry for fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's one of the people that's going to be saved, and the day of resurrection you will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throne. And also when you remember death, your belief going to be stronger, and you're going to stay away from the desires and life with the devil's activities. So with the death, when you remember death, you're going to kill the innovations of anything that was not in the religion. You're going to do and remind others with the sunnah. You're going to spread justice. You're going to ta'mur bil ma'ruf wa tanha 'anil munkar. You're going to call people for religions for in the best form, because that you're going to get rewarded for that. Allahumma ya muhyi ya mumit, أحي قلوبنا بطاعتك وأمت الشهوات في قلوبنا اللهم أحينا على الإسلام وأمتنا على الإيمان وطريقة خير الأنام اللهم عصمنا من شر الفتن وعافنا من جميع البلايا والمحن واصلح ما ظهر منها وما بطن ونق قلوبنا من الحقد والحسد. ولا تجعل للشيطان علينا سلطانا. اللهم ارحمنا إذا أتانا اليقين وعرق منا الجبين وكثر الأنين والحنين. اللهم ارحمنا إذا اشتدت السكرات وفاضت العبرات وانكشفت العورات. اللهم ارحمنا إذا نسينا الأحباب والأهل والأصدقاء، فلم يزرنا زائر ولم يذكرنا ذاكر. يا محيي يا مميت، يا حي يا قيوم، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.